The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good evening. It is Wednesday, August 5th. It is 15 after the hour, and you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Sam. With me is Becky. How are you doing, Becky?
I'm doing great. I am a little bit relieved to not be at the controls tonight, as we were last night for a long time doing some really fun election-based coverage.
Yeah, it was our second election night, but I think it was a lot more of a production than the first night was, partially because we couldn't get all, you know, in 2018, when this station was just in its infancy, even more in its infancy than it is right now. You know, we got together at the Swiss, and we were all in the same room, and it was really easy to do things. But this time, we had to do everything by teleconference, and that added a technical barrier that I had to leap over. And
it was a layer. I don't know. It didn't seem to be much of a barrier for you from the outside perspective, Sam, but I know that you did.
Just because I built a successful rampart does not mean, or whatever that siege weapon is supposed to be, does not mean that it wasn't a barrier.
It was definitely something that you strove to overcome, and it was pretty amazing how you threw it together with really great expertise.
And you did a pretty good, you did a really good job.
Well, thank you.
In front of the microphone.
Mutual hat tip.
Yeah, leaving me free to do just the technical thing, which was difficult enough for that show, so.
And it was really great having all of our guests and our behind-the-scenes crew really helping a lot with just moral support, with technical data gathering, with facilitating those conversations.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
The interviewees we got, the folks we got to talk to, if you care to name some of them for me so I don't massacre their names.
Well, I was really pleased to have the evening start out with Speaker Lori Jenkins, and that was really a treat to warm us up as hosts and warm up our audience as well, and then hearing throughout the night from lots of different candidates and political activists and throughout Pierce County and Tacoma, like Ryan Mello, like some newcomers to the political scene, and it was really awesome.
And if you go to the website for the radio station right now, ktqa.org, and you look on the right-hand side, you will see a link to the whole thing. We recorded it all, and right after the coverage, we posted it online. So if you missed yesterday's coverage, you didn't miss anything at all. You missed the magic of live radio, I'll give you that. But you did not miss the wonderful conversations that that were available to you via community radio. So you can go to ktqa.org, and a link to that, a link to that whole, I think, 2 hour and 40 minutes after processing, it's available in three parts, so you don't have to listen to it in one shot. It's all right there. And we're a bit tired.
We are.
So, shall we get to today's,
Our updates, our daily
updates.
Briefing updates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are not too tired to let our listeners know that state-level updates on COVID-19 can always be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can visit them at wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage that stress. And the number for the Washington Listens line is 1-833-681-0211.
Moving on to state-level information, all 17 challenges filed against the governor's emergency orders related to the COVID-19 pandemic have been dismissed. The governor has extended through September 1st protections against federal stimulus payments and unemployment benefits being garnished from bank accounts to cover consumer debts. The governor has also extended a waiver to recent graduates of dentistry, denturist, dental hygiene, and pharmacy programs so they can obtain temporary licenses to begin work. Recent updates to fitness and sport guidelines for Phase 2 and Phase 3 counties will go into effect on August 10th. Indoor fitness areas must provide a minimum of 300 square feet per person of physical distance between people in all areas of the facility. Occupancy of facilities over 12,000 square feet is limited to 25% of the fire code limit. Everyone at indoor fitness facilities must wear face coverings except while engaged in strenuous exercise. No spectators are allowed, and outdoor areas should be used to the greatest extent possible for fitness training and group exercise. Alaska Airlines has announced that all guests age 2 and older must wear a cloth mask or face covering at all times when at the airport or on board Alaska aircraft. Face coverings with direct exhaust valves, face coverings that do not cover a guest's nose and mouth, and face shields without masks are not acceptable, but Alaska will provide disposable masks for passengers upon request. If a passenger or guest is unwilling or unable to wear a mask for any reason while at the airport, they will not be permitted to travel. Moving on to Pierce County, officials have closed Lowell Johnson Park on Anderson Island due to overcrowding and noncompliance with physical distancing guidelines. The park is also known colloquially as the Old Swimming Hole and is located on the shore of Florence Lake. Officials expect to reopen the park once the county enters Phase 3. Bloodworks Northwest is holding a blood drive at Old Hot Yoga Studio in Puyallup August 8th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. to help fortify dwindling blood bank supplies. Appointments can be made online by visiting schedule.bloodworksnorthwest.org. The Pierce County Fair begins virtually tomorrow at 1 p.m. with a royal welcome at piercecountyfair.com.
And if I may add, the URL for scheduling your appointments is schedule.bloodworksnw.org. We do have some school news. This afternoon, the governor and state superintendent of public instruction announced strong recommendations on how public and private K-12 schools should decide whether and how to return to in-person instruction. Schools located in counties with more than 75 coronavirus cases per 100,000 residents over a two-week period are strongly urged to proceed only with distance learning. Schools located in counties with between 26 and 75 cases per 100,000 residents should consider prioritizing in-person learning for elementary school students and those receiving special education services. And low-risk counties are urged to resume schooling for elementary grades and consider partial in-person instruction for secondary students. Districts in all counties are urged to consider indefinitely suspending all sport and extracurricular activities. The recommendations are not mandatory unless ordered so under the jurisdiction of local county health officers. And schools that do resume in-person instruction must abide by all COVID-19 safety protocols outlined by the governor for schools and workplaces. Registration is now open through August 24th for Tacoma Online, a full-time online public school platform that is part of the Tacoma schools. The school allows students in grades kindergarten through 12 to access core classes and electives online and to complete assignments at their own pace through an online curriculum provider. Enrollment in Tacoma Online is different from remote learning through the physical school in which a student is enrolled. Elementary students who enroll in Tacoma Online must stay in the program for a full trimester, and middle and high schoolers must stay in the program for an entire semester, even if health conditions allow for in-person instruction at neighborhood schools. Families must have consistent, reliable internet access, and registration forms are found at tacomaschools.org. Pacific Lutheran University plans to begin the fall semester with remote instruction and will transition to in-person learning according to public health recommendations, faculty preference, and course type. Capacity in residence halls will be reduced, with on-campus students assigned to single dorm rooms. Undergraduate students will be granted an extra year at PLU, tuition-free, to complete courses they may have to drop or delay due to COVID-related concerns.
Moving on to more general Tacoma information, the Tacoma City Council passed a resolution on Tuesday advocating for the expansion of health interventions at the Northwest Detention Center due to COVID-19. The resolution calls for suspension of facility operations for the duration of the pandemic, including transfers in and out of the facility, and calls for the systematic release of all detainees under parole and bond. The council also committed to continue exploring the extent of the city's regulatory authority of the private detention center. More information is found online at cityoftacoma.org/OEHR. Applications are now available for the 2020 Grit City Trees program, which gives away free trees for planting along city streets as part of a goal to reach 30% canopy coverage by 2030. The deadline for individuals is Sunday, August 30th, and the deadline for groups is Sunday, September 6th. Neighbors are encouraged to work together while following COVID-19 safety precautions to apply as a group. Visit cityoftacoma.org/gritcitytrees or email trees@cityoftacoma.org or call 253-502-2138 for information and applications.
There are numerous free testing sites throughout our region. Starting up north, for Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events in Pierce County include Thursday, August 6th at the MDC office, which is at 945 Fawcett Avenue in Tacoma. Friday, August 7th, the City of Ruston hosts walk-up testing at the lot at the corner of Park Avenue and North Winifred Street. And Saturday, August 8th, the county will be in DuPont across from 1770 Civic Drive. All events run from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. No ID is required and tests are free. Patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests.
So this is one of those updates where we have a lot of URLs and fewer phone numbers. And a lot of these URLs have mixed case in the notes. So I don't know if you just type it into your browser, whether or not it's going to take you to the right place. So I encourage everyone, if there's a link that you would like to follow and you're not sure about it, if you go to our website at daily.ktqa.org, all lowercase, of course, though uppercase will work as well. You'll see every episode of the Daily Briefing we've ever done, and attached to every episode is the exact notes that we are reading to you right now. So if you need more information, you can go to our website, or you can actually contact us directly at the numbers I am about to read to you over some music. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now on to the interview.
I am so excited this afternoon to be speaking with Melanie Weaver. Melanie is one of the owners and operators of Catfinated, Tacoma's only cat cafe. Welcome, Melanie.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm excited because I am a cat person, a cat owner, a cat caretaker, a cat lady, and I also love tea and sitting in cafes. And so tell us, what is a cat cafe?
Sure. A cat cafe is a place that you can come and grab a quick bite to eat, a little beverage, whether that be coffee, tea, a little alcoholic beverage, and come and play with cats. We have a cat lounge that you can rent time in, and all the cats are adoptable, so you can certainly adopt a cat if you fall in love with one. And it's really just a place that you can come and relax and spend some time with a feline friend.
Nice. So are there cats roaming around in like the eating spaces? I've seen YouTube videos of places in Japan and Korea where you have kitties sort of climbing over your knees and weaving in and out of your legs as you're sitting working on the computer enjoying your cappuccino.
Well, you can do that. So the main lounge is it's all glass and walled in, and you can bring a beverage as long as it has a lid to it, and you can go in there and you can spend time, do whatever you wish, play with the cats, you can take a phone call while the cat lays on your lap, you can watch a movie if you want on your laptop, but we do have a separate area for those who like to watch cats but maybe have allergies and don't want to be kind of too close and personal with the cats. They can just have a beverage and watch all the fun cat craziness through glass windows.
How fun. So there are kitties there. You said they are adoptable. Where do you source your cats?
Sure. We do have two resident cats, Fanta and North. So they're there all the time. And we have partnered with Auburn Humane Society, and that is whom we get all the lovely kitties and cats from. And they range from kitten age all the way up to senior cats.
How fun. Now, do you have any particular cats that live in your home? Are you a cat person? Do you have pets?
I'm actually not a cat person.
Ooh, interesting. So what drew you to this kind of work?
Sure. So one of my really good friends, my business partner, Chrissy Martin, came to me with this crazy idea of opening up a cat cafe. She's like, do you want to do it? And I said, sure. We earned our degrees together from PLU. And I said, you know what? We went through that together. So let's do this. I have two dogs and six kids. And she goes, how about cats? And I will be honest with you. I was a very anti-cat person. But since opening this business, I am the first one to go in there and sit down and play with the cats.
Awesome. So it could be a nice place for maybe someone who can't have kitties in their home, maybe because of family members who are allergic or their living situations or apartments don't allow any pets on site. Or if you just maybe don't fancy yourself a cat person very much, you might surprise yourself, I guess. I was converted by one particular cat who seemed to have adopted me. And before that, I was very much not a cat person either. So how does adoption work then?
We usually get our cats on Mondays, and currently we're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. So as soon as Wednesday comes around, you can come in, you can look at the cats, and then we have applications, and everything is done through the Auburn Humane Society. While we do collect the fees, we don't receive any money from the adoptions. That is all through the Humane Society. We are like a large foster home for these cats that gives them time to acclimate maybe to a new environment, play with new people, see if they're cat people or maybe they're just a one home kind of cat.
As COVID-19 has really shifted a lot of things in our environments, what kinds of ways has Catfinated pivoted what you're doing?
Sure. So we have limited the number of people into the cat lounge. So we've limited it from 6 to 4. We have currently suspended our yoga. We used to have yoga once a month with cats. We started cleaning with a special, it's pet friendly, but it also sanitizes and kills everything, not only on the counter space as well as all surfaces, but in the cat lounge. We do cleanings after every session, if you will. And we have really made it a point to keep people, you know, of course, everyone's masked up. And if you, since we're limited to 4, if you do have a family, we can make it 6, but they would have to live in the same household.
I see. So under a time where there's maybe less restrictive guidelines, like once we get to phase 4 or prior to COVID-19, what are some of the things that Catfinated used to do and are hoping to do?
We have partnered, like I said before, we have partnered with a lovely individual who does cat yoga once a month. We also have Kids Day. We have a Kids Day. We also do that once a month. And currently, right now, our rules are 8 years and older only in the cat lounge. And we do that not only for the safety of our patrons, but also for the cats themselves. We have Children's Day that they can have any age, and as long as a parent is with them, so one parent per child, that gives the young kids an opportunity to kind of play with the cats. We also have activities. And we also are getting ready to do some other things like reading with cats, helping kids learn to read and maybe practice their reading with kittens, and some other things that we're kind of still in the works with but have been put on hold because of COVID-19.
I love the idea of having kids have a non-judgmental audience for practicing their reading, especially as someone who's dedicated to both kitties and to literacy education. That's just, I've been seeing that more and more often where shelters will have that. And it's just a really nice way to create that bond, have the animals be more used to all kinds of different people and smells and actions and activities. So definitely a really cool idea that I hope can be solidified at Catfinated once our COVID restrictions are relaxed and it's safe to do so. What about the cafe side of things? As someone who initially didn't get into it because of the kitties, but maybe because of the business model, what's that look like?
The cafe has coffee. We are currently using Valhalla. We like to keep it on 6th Ave. It's a nice little cute community. So we are businesses trying to support other businesses in the area. We are also partnering with Yellowbird Catering currently. They do a little bit of our nosh, so sandwiches and salads. We also have non-caffeinated beverages. We are also partnering with Crescent Moon, and they make blends of tea for us. So we have Black Cat Tea that's a heavy caffeinated tea, and some other ones that they make specially for us that you can purchase there if you would like.
Awesome. Is there anything that's been really surprising since starting this venture?
Well, originally, my partner and I got into the venture not only for the health and wellness of cats, but really for me, I work in medical, and having a place that people can go and de-stress, and like you said before, that may not be able to have an animal or a pet because maybe they're in school at the local colleges in the area, or they are in a facility that they can't have a pet. This gives them the opportunity to still have that bond, and it's been proven that bonds and interactions with animals just lowers blood pressure and makes you feel better, and it's just an outlet that we can give back to those in the community that may not have that outlet currently. And what has surprised me is the outpouring of excitement and generosity for all those involved in the Cat Cafe. We have had 100% adoption, and by that I mean that every cat that has come into our door has been adopted out.
Wow, that's so fun and really nice, especially when you have this time when we need to be separate from people. Being able to have a companion animal, I think, can, to some degree, fill that void that some of us are feeling without being able to hug and high-five folks outside our household. So that's definitely a cool thing to think about. Anything else you'd like to share with KTQA listeners about Catfinated?
Sure. We do have a website, caffeinated.net. You can also find us on Instagram at caffeinated. Just come and check it out. It gives you information. It also talks about the cats, any upcoming events that we may be having, and it actually has some fun little cute videos and photos of the cats that we have adopted. We've also been having some stories. We've asked the community if they've adopted a cat from us. We're always welcome to hear back, and we'd love to know how the cats are doing because we get to know them and really bond with them since we're with them. And so it's nice to kind of hear how they're doing after they go back to their forever homes.
Wonderful. I think I'm going to go follow up on the stories of some of those little critters. Well, Melanie, thank you so much for joining me today on KTQA Daily Briefing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Melanie Weaver is one of the owners and operators of Catfinated, Tacoma's Cat Cafe on 6th Avenue.
You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dialing 211 will connect to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily at ktqa.org, or call or text us at 253-330-8821. Cats are fun, and I'll see you on Friday.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.